Any of you watch The Simpsons? So I've heard that one of its creators is a Unitarian Universalist, and if you've ever noticed, it has some great UU jokes, if you're paying attention. In one episode, Lisa Simpson goes to a fundamentalist Christian theme park, and she's offered Christian-themed ice cream. And the pastor offers her a range of flavors with names like Blessed Virgin Berry, and then says, "We also have Unitarian ice cream." Lisa looks into the dish, and it's empty. She says, "There's nothing there." And he answers, "Exactly." It's funny because there's a kernel of truth there. We UUs can be a little unclear about what we stand for. We don't have a dogma to tell us what to believe about life after death or God or anything else that we limited humans can't know for sure. My Lutheran pastor husband jokes that we worship hummus because it's the only thing that's consistent at our church. We always have hummus. Got a point. I tell him that our theology of hummus has clearly proven his mayonnaise-based church to be blasphemous. So, interfaith dialogue. But really, we embrace the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism, and that's the closest thing that our church has to a creed. But what do those principles mean? What do we believe? This has been a scary week. Maybe I'm a pessimist. I thought it would happen sooner. I expected it at the inauguration. I knew it was coming, and I think a lot of us did. History tells us that we are at a precipice. Historian Timothy Snyder, who specializes in European history and authoritarianism, tells us to be aware of how any crisis is being used. It doesn't matter who started the Reichstag fire. It matters what the government and the people did in response. I take some comfort in the apparent disorganization of the executive branch of government at this moment. It makes an effective consolidation of power less likely. But this is not a moment for complacency. There are Nazis marching in our streets openly. Our president has defended them. I feel lucky to be part of the Unitarian Universalist community, where the rejection of complacency is taken for granted. I don't think I have to tell you that white supremacy is a blight on this country, and that inaction cannot be our response. For all the disingenuous talk of free speech from those speaking to further entrench their own power, we know that real freedom means freedom for all people. And threats of genocidal violence toward a group limit the freedom and dignity of those people. They create fear and limit the lives of those targeted. We value freedom, and that means freedom for everyone. It's right there in the first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. We, as UUs, are called to respond to white supremacists, even when we risk our own safety. Those that we hold up as two of the best representatives of our faith, James Reeb and Violet Liuzzo, martyred in Selma in 1965, knew what the inherent worth and dignity of every person implied about our responsibility to each other. And many others know this too. Yesterday, 40,000 counter-protesters turned up to drown out the hate of about 100 white supremacists in Boston. There wasn't much violence to speak of because the white supremacists were so intimidated by the crowd, they just left. 40,000 people overcame their fear, and there's a good chance it prevented another Charlottesville. It's been a scary week, but a hopeful one, too. As Unitarian Universalists, we stand with those who made space for that hope. the second principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Our first principle tells us what we stand for, and the second tells us how. We balance our commitment to a just world with our understanding that all people have value and the possibility of growth. These commitments are not in conflict, but it can be easy to mistakenly think they are. Compassion doesn't always mean giving people what they want, no matter how destructive it might be. Compassion does not mean tolerance for hateful ideology or actions. It doesn't always look gentle. Sometimes the most compassionate thing we can do for someone is to stop them from further harming their soul by harming others. And on the other hand, true justice can only be accomplished with compassion for all people, including those broken people who are full of hate. In the discussion of how we should respond to racist violence, too often we fall into promotion of tactics that are comfortable to us, whether that means not actively challenging white supremacists or challenging them with violence that makes us feel safe. Certainly, it is safer in the short term to punch a Nazi when he's off guard than it is to wait for him to hit you. And I know that several of my peaceful clergy colleagues who were in Charlottesville were deeply tested in their commitment to nonviolence when they were attacked by a wave of men with sticks and shields who clearly wanted to kill them. But they kept a long view. It may be that self-defense is sometimes necessary. Even Martin Luther King was not opposed to self-defense in the case of an attack in one's home. But if we initiate violence, they'll just bring more guns next time. And it's almost too obvious to say, but there's no end to the violence Nazis are willing to carry out. No one would be any safer. Spiritually, remembering the humanity of our enemies keeps us whole. And for those who are more pragmatic, it's also just good strategy. At the same time, our commitment to justice means we have to act. Racism will not go away because we ignore it, and policing the proactive responses of others is rarely useful. Especially for those of us who are white, asking people of color not to defend themselves when attacked, to take on more risk than they do already by living in this culture every day, is not just. It's possible and even likely that white people will have to put themselves at greater risk to uphold the UU value of justice as they live out the call to compassion. If you deeply believe in nonviolent resistance, manifest that value. Go to the front of the march and let them beat you without fighting back. Don't worry about how someone else is responding. Act for justice according to your own understanding. That brings me to the fourth principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. You may have noticed that I promised to tell you what our principles mean, but I've been just talking about current events and social justice. I've spoken very little about the things that people usually think of when they think of religion. No metaphysics, no claims about the afterlife. Unitarian Universalism is and always has been deeply grounded in how our faith is lived in the world, in the here and now. The faith claims are embedded there. When I hear atheists and theists argue, I often picture a big circle, and it starts with the theist arguing that the atheist can't explain how everything came from nothing without an original cause, and the atheist doesn't really have an answer to that one. So they counter by pointing out that God would have come from nothing, and that doesn't seem any more likely than the universe coming from nothing. And the theist doesn't really have an answer to that one, so they usually switch to an argument about morality, not having any objective basis without the existence of God. They've got the atheist there. So the atheist will point out that there's no particular evidence to support following the specific morality of the religion practiced by the theist. They're right. So no one ever really answers the other person, and eventually you get back to the beginning, or everyone gets bored and orders takeout. UUs don't have that argument. Not because we don't have people on either side of it, or on other sides entirely, like Buddhists and polytheists. Because we have a genuine respect for the unknown and the unknowable, and for each other. And because the value that we hold more firmly than any other is a belief in love. We can be in community with those who believe differently from us because we have faith that love is more important than those differences. That love is what we should base our lives on. It's a faith claim. There's no logical reason to go along with it, really. But we believe it. We don't care how you come to believe that love is what must guide us, whether it's because you believe in a loving God or because you think we're spinning alone together on this little blue marble that came to be because of the randomness of physics and chemistry. That's not what matters. Do you stand on the side of love in your heart and in your actions? That is the test of whether you are a Unitarian Universalist. So, what do Unitarian Universalists believe? Well, we have our principles. There are four more than I listed, and they're in the front of the gray hymnal, if you're interested. But behind each of them is our commitment to love. And love is not just sentimental feeling of affection. It's the powerful act of having the courage to let go of our smallness, to value others as we do ourselves. If you really want to know what binds us together, look at how we act. Our faith is lived more than it's believed. We will show you who we are and what we believe in the coming weeks, months, and years. We will stand with love against white supremacy. We will probably have hummus. And we'll honor the memory of James Reeb, Viola Liuzzo, Heather Heyer, and the many others who have died for a better world by listening to our own calling to live prophetically. This is how our faith is expressed. This is what we believe. Amen.